Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. U.S. prepares to strike at the heart of Islamic State. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the United States is deploying a specialized expeditionary targeting force to Iraq. It will be in position to conduct raids over the border into Syria. Secretary Carter testified and talked about it before the House Armed Services Committee Tuesday.
Through our own action and those of our coalition partners, the military campaign will destroy ISIL's leadership and forces, deprive it of resources and safe haven and mobility, all the while we seek to identify and then enable motivated local forces on the ground to expel ISIL from its territory, hold and govern it, and ensure that victory sticks.
Secretary Carter says deployment is being done in cooperation with the Iraqi government. NATO foreign ministers are looking at ways to beef up security along Turkey's border a week after Ankara shot down a Russian fighter jet along the Syrian border. Officials at a foreign ministers' meeting in Brussels said Tuesday those additional measures could include more ships in the Mediterranean and more alliance planes at Incirlik Air Base in Turkey and a bolstered missile defense system. An explosion near a metro station in Istanbul, Turkey, Tuesday injured at least five people, bringing the transport system to a halt. There's no claim of responsibility. It stopped the evening rush hour, the explosion caused by a pipe bomb. The Syria-based Islamic State group has expanded its reach in Africa. A top leader of U.S. Africa Command says the group is courting Islamist extremists from Nigeria to Somalia while establishing a major nerve center close to Europe. This is VOA News.